If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks-Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Now we're just talking soccer here in the studio. Isn't Olaf good looking? Boy, he's a good-looking fella. The soccer team needs to do a whole lot better. Amy Marks-Kors, yeah. Chris Ronji, welcome into the show today. 314-436-7900 to call us and to text us. We take your voice messages straight from the Odyssey app where you can record them and send them. We are streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
And KMOX is partnering with Fox 2 here locally and the Red Cross to raise money for tornado victims. We're going to tell you how to do it. We're going to discuss that when we come back here in just a few moments.
And the big, beautiful bill passes through the House. We'll chat with Major Garrett, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent, to get an update on all things in the Capitol.
Cardinals drop a series to the Tigers yesterday. They have a day off. They will have the Diamondbacks in town tomorrow. And in the Open Cup, City SC losing to Minnesota last night, 3-2. But yeah, Olaf, handsome.
Because they've been, I think it was it Ben Hockman who wrote about Olaf Melberg, how it's time to go?
I don't
want to disparage him, but I saw that in the Post-Dispatch.
Well, yes.
That it was time for him to go.
I have seen, there was a report from, I don't know, some Scandinavian country, I think, saying that there is a good possibility that if something happens there, there could be a development. And if there is, we will, of course, discuss it when it happens, but nothing has happened yet.
I think we decided that one reason why it's probably difficult to let him go
is because he is
incredibly handsome.
Yeah.
If he walked into your office, you can't fire him.
No, hell no. He's getting better with age, too. Every gray hair, that salt and pepper thing. Yeah, man. He probably walks in and they're like, you know what? Never mind. You're doing great. We need to keep you around, buddy.
He looks like an Olaf Melberg.
Yeah.
I just think he walks into the room and everyone's like,
oh, hello. Hey.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing? You coaching our team? You can stay. All right. So this is serious stuff. Here at KMOX and Fox 2, we are partnering with the Red Cross. We are raising money for the tornado relief efforts because this is going to be an ongoing thing. It's not going to be like over after the weekend or next week or even next month. It is going to take a very long time to come back from the devastation that happened last Friday. So here's what we want you to do. There are multiple ways that you can assist, and we've been talking about those all week. But with us here at KMOX and Fox 2 and the Red Cross, we want you to go to KMOX.com/Red Cross to make a donation to the Red Cross. And here's the important thing, Amy.
Yep.
Well, you know the important thing. that all the money...
All of the money is going to stay local.
That's right.
So I know you hear the Red Cross and you think, okay, it's a big organization. Is it just going in the general pool? No. This, all of this money raised through the KMOX Fox 2 Red Cross Drive will stay local. It is 100% local to help those affected by the tornado right here in St. Louis. I think that is the most important thing and such a great way to help your neighbor, to love your neighbor, those affected by the tornadoes, as so many people lost everything. I was listening to Total Information AM this morning. Maria Kina,
yeah,
talking to those in the Red Cross shelters, people who lost everything. One man was in the hospital, heard that there was a tornado, was released from the hospital. He was okay in the hospital that he was in, and he goes home, but there's no home. The home is gone.
Yeah, he thought it was, he heard about it.
Yeah.
Thought it probably wasn't very bad, and then he got home and it was gone.
Yeah. And so,
and there was another woman she talked to who, and I don't know, I am so impressed with people who have something devastating happen to them, and they're like, you know, I'm not, there are people worse off than me. And she was, you know, has medical issues, yeah, and she had had like damage as well.
She was saying she has diabetes.
Yeah.
She needs to get her insulin. She's trying to reach out to people who are running the shelter so that, you know, just trying to keep affairs in order and make sure she can at least, at the very least, get her medication. And like you said, she was pointing to people who had it worse off.
Yeah. Like because I don't know how I would be if something like that happened to me. I hope that I would have that sort of grace, but I don't know that I would. I probably wouldn't. I mean, I don't know how most, how somebody like that has such a good heart that they are still thinking about other people when they themselves have gone through something really traumatic.
Yeah. And just seeing the community come together and just groups of people with work gloves on and boots and jeans, you know, all different ages, just coming together to help clean up, do what they can. I know Matt Pajeski was at the foundry and the fundraiser there and seeing the pictures of all of the items that were donated at that foundry fundraiser last night. Matt, you said, our friend Mark Maxwell from KSDK was there and it was a good turnout.
Yeah, a lot of people showed up, lots of local businesses out there. Cars were lined up unloading supplies, diapers, food, things like that. It was a great turnout. Yeah, Mark Maxwell did a great job emceeing the event. There was music. Great food as always. It was a great event.
When we were even, you know, friends, right, where you may not be able to self-delegate right now in certain areas because of power lines and big equipment, right? Like Forest Park has said, thank you for the outpouring. Right now we've had kind of needed experts, professionals to come in and help clean up the most dangerous areas. But our friend Dave Grelly from the Pliadors,
yeah,
here's what he did. He has a truck. So he said, you know what? Come to my house, give me all the supplies. You know, this is to his friends, the people he knows. I'll throw them in my truck and I'll drive them to the O'Fallon Park because there is a lot of traffic there, right? Because people are donating.
Right.
What a great idea to make yourself a little drop-off point. Say, hey, all of my friends, come together, drop the stuff off at my house and I'll bring it to the donation center.
A lot of people are doing what they can do, what they can think of to do, and it is very much appreciated. And again, I don't think it is, we can't say it enough that this is going to be an ongoing, long time effort. This will take a while. And so we're going to have to stay on top of it, and we will continue to raise money. We are going to continue to help the Red Cross in their efforts. So again, KMOX.com/Red Cross. That's what we look. Is that what we're wanting, Amy?
Yeah, I think
right.
So. We have a question.
Amy just showed me a number.
Yeah, and we need you. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. Call or text. You can also leave us a voice message. We have it's a funny question, but it's actually a very serious question.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm a little nervous about this.
So we want to drive up as many donations as possible. We want to drive that number up for the Red Cross donation. So we thought we want, if we can hit $60,000, 60,000, $60,000 in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to be doing this for 2 weeks. That's until June 6th.
Yep.
$60,000. here was our idea, and we need to know if this idea is okay or if it's offensive. because we came up with it, and we came up with it as a great idea. As you know, the brand new Pope is from Chicago, and he is a White Sox fan. And Chicago, the United States, I mean, we're losing our minds. It feels like we won the Olympics. I really wasn't following the Pope race that closely. And then when they said it's an American Pope, I felt like we won the Olympics. It was that, remember that race with Michael Phelps, the relay, the swimming relay, when we beat France? It felt like that. I felt so excited. So, of course, Chicago fans, White Sox fans are excited. And now what you're seeing at the White Sox games, remember the White Sox have nothing to look forward to. This is all they have.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They painted a mural at Guaranteed Rate Field. They painted a mural of the Pope. And people have been dressing up in papal costumes and showing up in the bleachers. They had six popes in the bleachers the other day. And I think it's so cool. There's so many popes. And I think it's kind of cool because they're like, the Pope is a White Sox fan. So our idea was, if we hit $60,000, this is real, $60,000 in 2 weeks, Chris Ranji will go to the White Sox game dressed as the Pope.
When the Cardinals are there.
When the Cardinals are there.
The Cardinals
June
17th, 18th, 19th.
Midweek. So he'll go to the rate. He'll dress up as the Pope. It'll be the Cardinals and the White Sox. And we thought we could even partner with his buddies at The Score, another Odyssey station in Chicago, right? Maybe get some Chicago donations to the Red Cross and partner with The Score. The only thing is we can't tell if it's offensive to dress as the Pope. Like, this is an honest question.
This is a serious question.
It's a serious question. Is this offensive?
I am not Catholic.
Yes.
Okay?
He is not.
So I feel like maybe I shouldn't be allowed to do this.
Yeah.
I feel like if you are Catholic, you could do it if you want, but I'm not. So if you're Catholic and I show up and I have no attachment to this religion whatsoever, except I know people who are.
Yeah.
Including my parents.
Your parents are Catholic.
Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah. But I still, I wasn't raised Catholic.
But here's the thing. People are
dressing. They became Catholic after I left the house.
Right. Okay, so people are dressed up. You drove them.
Drove them to Catholicism.
Yes, but people are dressed up as the Pope, not to make fun of the Pope, but they're doing it because they're excited that Pope Leo is a White Sox fan, right? So it is done in a way that they're so excited, but at the same time, I can also see how this is kind of offensive. I don't know what to do.
And you're putting me up to it.
Yes.
So I'm the one who's going to offend people.
He would be the one offending people. And we're actually not joking. We don't know what to do because we really want to hit the $60,000 number. We thought it would be so great because here's the thing. There's a non-zero chance that the Pope knows who Chris Ranji
is. That's
true. Yeah. Pope Leo was in Chicago while Chris Ranji was there.
That's right.
And it's like, oh my goodness, this guy is a fan of the White Sox. He knows who Chris Ranji is.
I'm pretty sure that he would get angry at me. I bet he would listen to a post-game show.
Yeah.
And he would swear at me in Italian.
I don't think they're... Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Probably, whatever the Italian word for this guy, whatever that is, he's probably saying
this
that.
Guy.
This guy. Listen to
but
this
guy. But
here's
the thing. Ranj is like a pretty big deal in Chicago. You guys, like people...
Huge.
He's a huge deal. Yeah. And so we thought this would be so great because we'll get The Score involved. We'll get another radio station. We'll get The Score involved. And he'll be in Chicago dressed as the Pope if we hit $60,000.
If we hit $60,000. But we need, first of all, for you to tell us if you're Catholic, tell us if this is okay. But you have to be Catholic. Like, you can't just be on the outside saying, yeah, that's okay. It's not my religion.
Well,
what do I care?
I think anybody can call in. You can tell us why. You can tell us why you have standing or why you don't have standing.
Right.
And we really don't want to be disrespectful. When I saw the six popes in the bleachers at the White Sox game, I didn't think it was disrespectful. I thought they were excited because Pope Leo's a fan. You have Obama and the Pope.
Right.
I mean.
First of all. How do you squander that?
How do you blow it?
You have a president and a pope, a fan of your organization, and you're an awful team.
Yeah.
How do you blow that? So, anyway, let us know. 314-436-7900. You can also, if you want to, leave a voice message on the Odyssey app. Tell me why or why it isn't okay.
And while you're thinking about it, why don't you donate at KMOX.com/Red Cross.
Yes.
Okay, now this is offensive.
How is this offensive?
Don't play this.
I didn't play it. All right.
No, because now it sounds like we're mocking it.
Oh, we're
Pope
not mocking.
The 14th.
No,
no.
Matt,
see?
Oh my gosh.
Now we're really in trouble.
Bad.
Let us
That's
know
not
if it's
what we
okay.
Meant.
But donate what you can. KMOX.com/Red Cross. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Amy just did a legit spit take. Because Pajeski said something funny, which we cannot repeat. So don't you wish you had been here. It is the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. We need your donations, KMOX.com/Red Cross. That is how we are accepting donations for the Red Cross and in a partnership with Fox 2. We are really excited to get your help. And we know people here in St. Louis love to help out. And all of the money raised here by the Red Cross will stay local in the tornado relief efforts. 314-436-7900. These guys here in this studio have put me up to this.
Well,
and they have decided that when the Cardinals visit the White Sox
middle of June,
that they thought it would be fun if I dressed up as the Pope and went to a game.
But
if we reached the $60,000 donation mark by June 6th.
It's called an incentive, Ron.
It's an incentive.
It's an incentive. We thought, our thought was like, how can we raise money? We want to get $60,000 raised through KMOX and Fox 2 and the Red Cross. $60,000. If we do it, Ronge will go to a White Sox game dressed as the Pope. We could partner with The Score, which is an Odyssey station in Chicago. We get donations from Chicago, but then we realized maybe it's offensive.
You guys talked about it being an incentive. I don't know if everybody agrees with that. Peggy from Shiloh doesn't think it's an incentive.
Your idea to dress up as Pope at the White Sox game, while kind of funny, isn't really an incentive to donate to the Red Cross drive. Period. I don't think it'll help raise much money.
Okay, I can't believe Peggy. She gave us credit for being funny, though.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting her to think it was funny. Thank you, Peggy.
That is a really nice compliment.
No, I honestly was afraid, because that's why we're asking you. You think like, oh, they're making fun of us. No, we're not. That's why we're asking you. Because I don't want it to come across wrong. Because all the popes at the rate right now, there were 6 popes in the bleachers. They were excited because Pope Leo is a White Sox fan.
This texter says, I am Catholic and I say do it. What is the purpose of you doing it? Duh. I think Pope Leo the 14th would definitely say yes.
Because he's a fan.
He might. Let's ask Joe, who is here in St. Louis. Joe, what's up?
Hi, good morning. What people think are fun, yeah, and other people don't, the Pope isn't something that's about fun. And I think if you were to call him up or sit down in front of him, I think he would say to you that the seat that he holds in the Roman Catholic Empire isn't a fun position. And I think the people that put on an imitation uniform to attend a baseball game and sit there and dress as the Pope, it's not, you can put any adjective you want on it. You can say it's disrespectful. It's not right. But.
Okay. Yep. See,
no,
that,
thank you. I think that's what he was worried about.
That's what I'm worried about. I think there are a lot of people who would feel that way. Like this texter who says, yes, it's quite offensive. It's mocking the Holy Father and those depending on the donation. Well, we're not mocking people who need donations.
Yeah.
That's absolutely not. But I can see the first part of that being correct.
Yeah.
But there are other Catholics like this one who says, I'm Catholic. I think dressing up in the papal garb is totally okay. Maybe just have him pray a Hail Mary, Our Father, and glory be, and he'll be good.
Well,
like I have to
so
do
here's
that?
The thing. First of all, doing a stunt, that's what this is, to raise funds is not a novel idea. Who was the guy that like for cancer or hurricane victims? I don't know. He slept on a billboard for 2 days.
You know,
yes.
I don't remember that.
And another guy stayed in a parking garage for like a week. That was here in St. Louis. That's what I mean. People do things because you want attention so that you can.
Because the bottom line is we want money.
We want as much money
as
possible to go to the Red Cross. And even if people donate because they're like, yeah, that's funny, Ronj. You know, it's, yeah, I mean, you go, well, this is an attention grab. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. That's exactly,
that's exactly what we're trying
is.
To
we
do.
We want to get as much money to the Red Cross, and you guys are donating already. This is insane. Insane. Thank you so much to everyone who's donating. But yeah, we weren't trying to be rude.
This texter says, former Catholic, now atheist. I don't find it offensive at all.
Well,
I think it would be hilarious. Well,
of course
you're an atheist.
We need more Mary Elizabeths and Mary Margarets to text
yeah,
in.
How come we haven't heard from we did hear from a Joseph, actually.
So I have some extended family members. Because like a lot of my extended family members are Catholic. Like a lot of Catholic mark scores. We were the German Catholics. I'm the odd one not being Catholic. My family is the odd one. But my extended family, a lot of German Catholics. And I know for a fact, having talked to them, that they think it's like awesome that because they sent me pictures. Because some of them are in Chicago, sent me pictures like, look at this. Isn't this so cool? All the popes in the bleachers because he's a White Sox fan. So some of the German Catholics are okay with it.
Steve in Richmond Heights, what do you think?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I've always wanted to say that.
Hey. What a sports radio call.
No, seriously, though, I don't think the problem is sacrilege. I think the problem is going to be the big hat, because whoever's sitting behind you, it's not going to be able to see the game, and they're going to be upset. Okay. You have to go with the beanie.
Okay. That's true. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but
Steve's
the big
right.
hat, you got to go with the big hat.
The big hat does look better.
Just sit in the last row in the bleachers.
This text message says, Chris would have to be humble to be the Pope. That's not nice.
That's a great point. Thank you, texter.
I don't like myself that much.
Imagine if you did, because you're insufferable as it is. If this is you not liking yourself, geez Louise.
Give us money. Give the Red Cross money, KMOX.com/Red Cross. This is an ongoing effort with Fox 2 and KMOX and the Red Cross
are donating.
All partnering.
Yes. Feel, this is peer pressure. This is when good peer pressure, like call your friends, text your friends, say, hey, I donated to those affected by the tornado. Now I'm challenging you to do it. Truly, we are coming together. We just started this. We're at $26,000 already. Donate. Call your friends. Call your family members. These are our neighbors, right? This is the city of St. Louis hit by this historically tragic tornado. It's so easy. KMOX.com/Red Cross.
This text message says, this Catholic also thinks it's disrespectful. Why not wear a t-shirt with a Pope on it and carry an American flag? Okay. I guess that's an idea, too. But it's not as fun.
We want it to be more global.
I think we do want it to be more global. Brian McKenna Day is coming up May 31st. Brian McKenna, of course, a longtime radio personality here in St. Louis, beloved by the community, and he was killed several months ago. J.C. Corcoran is the host of J.C.'s Wayback Machine on News Talk STL 101.9 and 94.1, and he is the MC for this event, and J.C. joins us next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM, KMOX. We are accepting donations to the Red Cross, KMOX.com/Red Cross for the tornado relief effort. We're partnering with Fox 2 on this endeavor, and we'd appreciate it if you go to that website and make whatever donation you can. We will continue to discuss that throughout the day today. Right now, we are joined by J.C. Corcoran, you know, longtime
radio
host.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
Some sort of clerical error or a breakdown in security in the building.
The door opened and there you were.
Well, to be honest, our boss left the country and that's when we were like, okay, bring him in now.
Yeah.
We had to wait till he left.
Is there
the
a way that we can keep him overseas? Is that possible? I don't know.
Hey, that's a great question.
I did make a lot of history here. One day they walked in and they said, JC, you're history. Oh, yeah. So that's the way it goes sometimes.
Did they ask? When I eventually get fired, I do want to be escorted out. Did you get an escort?
That is a very healthy attitude.
Yeah.
I know.
That is an exceptionally mature way to approach this because all radio jobs are temporary.
100%. Yep. You would not believe the backup jobs I have right now.
Let's list them right now.
Well, teaching, tutoring, cleaning, writing. Here's what I will say. I want to be escorted out because I've always gone by the motto, if you're going to fail, fail spectacularly.
So they will escort you out.
Yes.
If you're here. The one time I got fired.
Being thrown out of the window, does that count as being escorted out?
I guess if they go with you.
Well.
Splat.
I guess they're with you until you leave. So that's an escort. Yeah. So the one time I was fired was over the phone. So I didn't get escorted out.
Oh, that's nice. That's like being broken up with by text. That ever happened to you?
Well, it's happened to him.
Has it really?
Via text?
You got bounced.
Oh, JC, it's a whole ordeal.
You got to get
a whole
JC's
ordeal
opinion
over,
on some sisters.
It's awful.
Okay, hold on. It's not both of them. So I met this lady over...
Lady.
Yes, lady.
Yeah. And Jerry Lewis.
Yeah. Lady! I'm trying to be.
All right.
So I met this lady in December and hit it off and went, well, I was going to go see her for New Year's Eve, maybe. And she got real weird.
You had to go out of town to see her.
Yeah, she got real weird on me. Suddenly, out of nowhere. It was going great until it wasn't. And then... she said, "Hey,
relationship advice here. I wasn't counting on this."
No, this is great.
Yeah, you gotta get, this is unbelievable.
And she said, "I can't hang out New Year's Eve for whatever reason." I said, "Okay, fine." So I went out with people, and about 9 o'clock at night, she walks into the bar I was at with a dude,
with another guy,
yeah. And then get this, JC, she says, "You know what? I think you'd be great with my sister."
In what sense of the word?
She thought I should date her sister.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't. Yeah, come on. What's the matter with you? So that was it.
People got to start being nice to one another again. Right? Come on.
Right?
Seem like a nice, upstanding young man.
I'm fine.
That's a wrong read on your part.
I don't know anymore.
What's been going on with you, man?
Well... I would like to meet up with the director of highway construction, the state of Illinois, because I made the drive this time. It's supposed to be about a 15-hour drive from Tampa, Florida. So I stayed overnight with a friend of mine, used to work with Lori Mack. She's living in Montgomery, Alabama, so we had a nice dinner the other night, and it should have been another 8 hours to St. Louis. But I ran into seven highway construction projects just from the point where you go get on 57 north to pick up 40 and then come in. Seven. And in only two of the seven were there actual workers present.
Oh, yeah.
But everything is down to one lane. Yep. And it added 2.5 hours. So an 8 hour trip actually went 10.5 hours yesterday. Yeah. So I won't be standing upright anytime soon.
Well, you should just drive in Missouri. They never work on the roads here.
Oh, well.
Take that back. Orange, they do work on the roads.
Orange barrels just seem to be part of the countryside here.
It
it's
is.
Just part of what you get when you come to St. Louis.
Illinois loves to do highway projects.
Well, let me just tell you.
I think it's ambitious. I like it.
I think it's fine. Just don't do them all at the same time. You'd drive for 20 minutes, and then there would be another one, and you'd be backed up for 45 minutes. Don't do them all at the same time.
I'll tell you what I think is going on. I think that there's some sort of conspiracy with the orange barrel manufacturers.
Yeah.
Where they've bought so many of them in the state of Illinois, they have to use them. So they just close lanes.
How many orange barrels did you buy? About 100 miles of orange barrels.
Amy, we gotta use
Amy,
them.
Does he think that the earth is flat too? Is that possible? The conspiracies are coming out.
Yeah. Oh my God. It is.
Yeah. The Pope stuff was interesting. I was raised Catholic.
Yeah,
I'm recovering.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff that is beaten into your head at a very early age. The Baltimore Catechism. Do you remember that? What is the sacrament? I'm doing this off the top of my head. What is the sacrament? Sacrament is an outward sign instituted by Christ to give grace. How did God make us? God made us because he loved us. In what way did God make us? He made us in His image and likeness. That stuff is all there. It's like It's like two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. I'd never memorized that, but one day it was just there. So here I am at a certain age, and that stuff is still in my head. But you know, whenever you are famous, in whatever arena, whatever theater we're talking about here, whether it's on a local level, you guys on radio, or whether you're a national celebrity or an international celebrity, it comes with the territory that people are going to have a little fun with you. Some of it will be a little more hard-edged, maybe something that's actually bordering on ridicule. But as my dad used to say, the higher up you are on the ladder, the more of your butt is exposed. And that's pretty good. That's what we're talking about. Look at all that Pope on a Rope stuff 30, 40 years ago. Don't you remember? You're too young to remember this.
I don't know what that is. That sounds awful.
It was soap, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was soap on a rope.
Yeah.
And it was soap on a rope. But somebody said, well, soap rhymes with Pope, so let's get a little caricature of the Pope. And you had the Pope on a rope.
Yeah.
You shower rubbing the Pope on your body.
Well, that seems really offensive.
That gets into a dangerous area, doesn't it?
You think it's okay for me to do this?
Oh, absolutely. Right. If you're famous on whatever level, it comes with the territory. If you don't, you know, he shouldn't have run. You know, if he thought he was gonna, you know, and you couldn't stand there with your wife though, like they always do when they drop out. You always have the wife right there, yeah. But you know you can't have that with the Pope. Yeah. But it's just everybody calm down, God.
Well, and I think they're doing it, like I said, because they're excited. We've never had an American Pope before, and they're excited that he's a Southside Pope. That's outstanding.
For years, I played on the air, a comedian by the name of John Caponera. He's mostly known for doing his Harry Carey impersonation. Hey!
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Pope is here at Wrigley today. And he complained about the Pope is sitting in front of the kids, and they couldn't see, so they just started sticking him in the back, and he turned around, and he's got big hat Dan Wrigley. And there's a whole thing that goes with it. And he's Catholic, and he grew up on the South Side, and he's a Sox fan, too, and all people wanted to do was hear that bit again. They're like, can you post that? And people remember that stuff. Again, you're famous, comes with the territory, the end. Next issue.
Okay. That's a McLaughlin group. See,
that's
Jason.
Very good. Oh, it's actually not. Yeah. It's actually Dana Carvey.
It's Dana Carvey doing McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
The show.
Yeah. Issue number four. Such a great bit.
What should that's I have great, for breakfast?
Oh, my God.
Special K with banana.
And then when they did the Sinatra group. When Phil Hartman was Frank Sinatra.
Phil Hartman is so genius. Oh, he was so genius.
Missed that guy.
I got a chance to interview him once. There was very little difference between what his persona sort of projected on the air and what he was like in person. But a very, very likable guy. Everybody, you know, he had the previous life, too. He used to design album covers.
I didn't know that.
He did the graphics for a Yes album. He did the graphics for a Crosby, Stills, and Nash album. Yeah, he was an artist. He was a real sort of Renaissance type guy. And just, you know, marry the wrong chick, I guess.
She was something wrong with her.
Somebody shoots you in the back while you're in bed.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, on that happy note.
Well,
that's JC's bringing the sunshine here to the Chris and Amy show.
Let's do this, JC. We're going to talk about Brian McKenna Day.
Which yeah, that's you are, why I'm here.
You are here for that friend of yours.
People are like, thank God. We didn't know why he was here. We were hoping that it wasn't like 1993 when they brought. Do you know that people wrote 800 letters of disapproval to the general manager of this radio station when I was hired back in 1993? I read
800.
800. I read all of them. By the way, a lot of them were written on greeting cards and written by.
That's nice.
And the names were like from people. Names had not been assigned to human beings in 100 years. Elmer. You know, and stuff like that. Okay. I still remember a woman's name was Biddy Tibbler.
Come on.
And
she made it up.
Somewhere I have a picture of the card. And she was writing, and she ran out of space. So now she's writing on the back of the card.
Yeah,
and
that.
Then she ran out of space on the back of the card. Now she's writing up the side of the card.
In a very narrow and pinched cursive.
Yeah. P pinched cursive.
Yeah.
Any alternative band out there? Yeah. You need a name? There it is right there. Pinched cursive, courtesy.
You had one earlier.
Eastbound Gawkers.
Okay.
Eastbound Gawkers. Yeah, that's what it was.
Our traffic guy, Roger Brand, was talking about the Eastbound Gawkers. I'm like, I love those guys.
I've had a name in my head for a long time for an alternative band. So anybody at Point Fest out there,
yeah.
How about this one? Severe Tire Damage.
That's not bad.
That's great. So that's really good. Idea person. Like for years, I've had two ideas for Mexican restaurants. One would be Guac Around the Clock.
Oh, that's good. I like it.
And then the other one is a Taco Lips Now. Now, these are ideas.
I like
ideas,
that one. A Taco
Write
Lips.
Me a I'm, check, and you can have it.
JC, I'm on with that one.
I think it should be moderate to severe tire damage.
I don't think they can get that on the drum, on the bass drums.
By the way,
too many words.
I'm dealing with moderate to severe acid reflux.
Yeah, there's no real person in the world that says, I have moderate to severe psoriasis. Nobody says that.
What's the other one? Common diarrhea? Simple diarrhea. As opposed to complex diarrhea?
Oh my gosh.
It's never simple.
It's never simple.
JC Corcoran is with us. We're going to talk about Brian McKenna Day.
I think they can tell.
JC Corcoran on the Chris and Amy Show. Don't forget KMOX.com/Red Cross. Make a donation now. We've got J.C. Corcoran in studio with us. Brian McKenna Day is coming up May 31st, and J.C. is, you're leading the charge on that.
Well, they've asked me to MC, and I agreed to do that, and I'm just sort of helping with the organization and plugging. You're going to hear me and see me on radio and TV here over the next 10 days. The event is Saturday the 31st, and they're shutting down Macklin for a couple of blocks over near Devonshire, the old neighborhood, and there's going to be like 7 bands. I'll get into the details on that. For people, a lot of people remember Brian McKenna was on this radio station for a while. He is on three or four.
590 he was on.
590, yeah. WG 920.
Yeah.
A couple of things. He did a thing on cable called Jock Talk, where he went out and sold his own advertising and had celebrity athletes come on, stuff like that. But here's the thing I want to do for people. Brian had a wicked sense of humor. Some would say twisted. Some would say perverted. the goofier the joke was, the stranger the situation, the harder he laughed. So this is what happened. As you know, when you work at a radio station, you're sitting here, but there's one telephone line that only comes into the studio. They call it the hotline. And that is, if the general manager needs you for some reason, you've said something or done something terrible. But if that line goes off, a little red light goes off too. And you're like, uh-oh. So we were in the middle of a conversation, me, Brian, Karen Kelly, doing the morning show at Clue at that time. And there's the light and there's the phone. And I push the button down, hello. Well, it turned out that the woman who was looking for an apartment had dialed the wrong number. She was like one digit off. But here's the thing. So now I look at Brian and Brian looks at me and Brian would get this gleam in his eye. As if to say, no, just keep going with it. Go with it. Here's what happened.
But I just
you see yourself living in St. Louis 30 years from now?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, because of Sam's career and mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even at 62?
Karen Kelly in the Breakfast Club. It has a nice ring.
Who's this on the Wolfman telephone? Hello?
Is this about the apartment on Kings Highway?
Is this about the what?
Apartment?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a 2-bedroom.
Uh-huh.
The shower works fine.
Uh-huh.
And what other questions do you have?
How much is it a month?
$750.
I mean, is it all? It includes
heat, electric, air conditioning, and don't let the smell bother you. It hasn't bothered the last 2 or 3 people who have lived there. We're not sure it was a skunk. Most people, when they guess, they say skunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it doesn't bother most people.
Okay.
Now, the guy above you,
uh-huh.
He was never convicted.
Okay.
And there's only one other problem.
Uh-huh, Nick.
My pet dog, Sparky, I can't keep him anymore, and he has to stay in the apartment.
In the apartment that I'm trying
to
rent?
Yes, in fact, I'll tell you what. I'll knock off $100 if you continue to watch Sparky for me.
All right.
You want to think about it, or?
$650.
$650.
You know what? $600. If you watch Sparky, 600.
All right.
When can you move in?
On the first of the month.
All right. Now, you sure about Sparky?
I'm fine.
You sure about that? I don't know. Sparky, down boy. Sparky, take it easy. Sparky, Sparky, down boy.
Is he a mean dog?
Sparky? Sparky, down boy. Sparky, down boy. If you don't make eye contact, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Let me put you on hold. We'll get right back to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The hell is going on?
This lady, she was going to watch that dog. She was going to watch that dog.
Knocking off $100 a clip every time he makes a new deal with her. That was Brian. And he was a friend to all. Everybody loved the guy. Except for one guy he had to put in a headlock at Ram Spark once because he was mouthing off to him.
Yeah.
But that's
It happens.
It happens. Occupational hazard. Anyhow, Saturday, May 31st, a week from this Saturday, down on Macklin in Devonshire. If you, all you got to do is go on any social media, and there's all sorts of stuff up. If you go to my Facebook page, The Showgram with J.C. Quirk, when you got stuff there, or just Google Brian McKenna Day, there's, I guess, going to be seven restaurants, two bands, a DJ. Couldn't have a Brian McKenna Day without drinks, so there'd be that too, and all sorts of stuff, and a lot of people. You'll probably see a lot of people that you know, because Brian knew everybody, and everybody knew Brian, and we're all going to sort of converge down there in South City in 10 days, and I think it's going to be great.
I only met Brian a couple of times, one of them when I was an intern here, and he was the nicest.
Nicest guy in the world.
You know,
all those guys who give you a shirt off his back. Yeah. And so, you know, again, everybody's pretty cried out. I have a hunch it's going to start again, though, when we all get together on the 31st. But you know what? I tried to keep this upbeat because Brian would not want people moping around.
Yeah.
That would be the last thing in the world that he would want.
Right.
So we're trying to keep it upbeat without it sounding, I don't know, disrespectful or something. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. We just hope everybody comes. And a portion of the proceeds are going to go to Brian had a foundation, still does, cancer-related stuff, especially as it relates to kids. And a portion of the proceeds is going to go into that fund, and there's like some other stuff associated with it. So we hope to see everybody on the 31st, again, from 2 to 7. It's going to be on Macklin, right there at Devonshire. And like I said, go to social media. It's all over the place with more details.
J.C. Corcoran, it's awesome to see you, man. Thank you for coming in and talking to us about it.
I'm watching the clock like I'm doing the show.
Yeah,
like,
you know what?
Like I got to back time this.
You want to send it the break? Go ahead, send it the break. It's fine.
I'm trying to remember. All they used to let me do is traffic and weather together back when I did the afternoon show here. I have no ability to do anything.
Neither do we. We're here still.
Yeah. In good company.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel, but,
yeah, but it's fine,
here we are.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
For real. And Brian McKenna Day, May 31st.
Yep.
Come out.
2 to 7.
J.C. Corcoran, host of J.C.'s Wayback Machine on News Talk STL. Thanks for coming in, man.
Ooh, a free plug.
Yeah, there you go. It's 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Send the check.
It's free.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.